Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I want to begin today by talking about the difference between occupy and invade, the difference between occupation and an invasion. One of the things that we understand is that the kingdom has come. Come on, amen? We know that, right? That we believe that here, we teach that here. The kingdom of God has come. How many know that when you understand what that really means, it will change the way you view Scripture? You'll be able to see things from a God perspective instead of a human perspective. It will change the way that you view the church. How do we see the church? When you understand that the kingdom of God has come, you'll no longer see the church as a bunch of defeated group of people just hanging out and praying and begging God to touch them and move on them and heal them until he can come back and they can just get into heaven and get into glory and thank God we got here. So we can get through the misery and finally get some victory. But how many of you recognize this morning that if you understand that the kingdom of God has come, then you understand that victory is already ours now? We are not going to be victorious. We are victorious. One of the things that I want to get across to you today and that I want to cement into your heart is the fact that the war is over. Let's say it again. Let's say it with me, will you? The war is over. We'll try it again. The war is over. This is a perspective shift. Because there's a big segment of believers that don't believe the war is over. They're out there having war. So when we recognize that, it changes how you approach kingdom advancement and how we advance the kingdom in this life. Because now you see, there's a difference between an invading force and an occupying force. We understand that there's a difference. Jesus said, when the kingdom comes, you will be a people that will occupy until I come back. I want you to occupy. I mean, we've been occupying for a couple thousand years. You are an occupying force, not an invading force. Come on now, amen. He says, I want you to occupy until I return and culminate all that I have put within you. How many of you remember when we used to sing that song, He's the Mighty Warrior, or He's the Mighty One of Israel? Amen. How many of you know He is the Mighty Warrior? Jesus is the mighty. We might be warriors, but He's the mighty warrior. He's the mighty warrior that defeated the devil. And how many of you understand today that we are no match against the enemy or the forces of hell within ourselves? I don't care how anointed you think you are. Come on. I don't care how gifted you are, how smart you are, how strong you are. I don't care if you've been able to take on principalities and beat them up all day. You're going to lose without Jesus. Come on now. So in Isaiah, when he said, I looked for a man who can stand in the gap, then when I looked for somebody who can bring victory to the people, he said, I looked, and who was the one coming up from Boaz, whose garments had been stained with blood, who could find nobody else, bore on his right arm, and said, I will bring salvation unto the people. I mean, that's a glimpse of Jesus coming. He was coming to bring salvation to the people. Amen. He was coming to end the war. He was coming to finish things off. Come on, somebody ought to shout, amen? Now, how many of you understand when we couldn't get to God, God came to us? How many of you understand that when he put man on this planet, he put him here to be fruitful? Isn't that right? Isn't that what it says in Genesis? He put us here to be fruitful. Then he said multiply. Then he said subdue. And then he said have dominion. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and have dominion. Everybody say fruitful. That means God designed you, created you, and built you to be a producer. He didn't put you here to be a consumer. Come on, that's one of the problems that we have in our culture today. We're all consumer-minded. God put you here to be a producer. Somebody say, I need to produce something. He said, be a producer, and I want you to be fruitful. So come on, somebody say fruitful. I mean, that means he wants some productivity coming out of your life. He wants some productivity coming out of your life. Amen. And then he said, after you got some productivity coming out of your life, I want you to multiply. And so whatever it is in your life that you are fruitful at, learn how to produce it. You don't need to reproduce your dysfunction. You need to reproduce the good stuff that God's put in you, your fruitfulness. We got a lot of people just reproducing dysfunction. We could camp out there the rest of the day and we might get saved. Then he said to subdue. In other words, anything that keeps you or hinders you from being productive, I want you to put it under your feet. Because out of your productivity and out of your increase, you're going to have dominion in the earth. And God gave Adam dominion over all the affairs of the earth. Watch this, except one. God did not give Adam dominion over another man. God never allowed Adam to have dominion over another person. He gave him dominion over all the created order, over all the plants, over all the animals, but he never gave Adam dominion over another person. That's why anybody that operates through manipulation, anybody that tries to control you or brings you into subjection, just like some pastors try to do with their anointing, come on. They try to get, they manipulate you with their gifting or with their position. And you'll hear things in the church like, you're called to me. I had a pastor's wife tell me one time I was called to her. I said, you're out of your mind. I'm called to you. I said, last time I checked, Jesus was my Lord, not you. Come on now. Can I just tell you, if someone ever tells you that you are called to them, run. Just run the other way. Ooh, Jesus. Because they're trying to control you. They're trying to get you to do what they want you to do so that they can increase what they want to see increase in their own life. And it's selfishly motivated, it's performance-based, and it's need-oriented. Come on now, amen? I was never given dominion over you, and you were never given dominion over me. Only the Lord can be the Lord of your life. I can't be the Lord of your life, and you can't be the Lord of my life. Only Jesus can be the Lord of your life. So when Adam was given dominion, Adam was also given volition. Everybody say volition. That means he had the ability to make choices. Adam could choose because God didn't want anybody to serve him because they had to. He wanted them to serve him because they wanted to. Amen? So God gave Adam choices. Now, how many know Eve was deceived? Right? Isn't that what it says? Eve was deceived, but Adam made a choice. There's a difference. That's what my Bible says. Eve was deceived, but Adam made a choice. Now, isn't it interesting that God told Adam, everything on the planet is yours, Adam. Everything. Except that one tree right there. Everything is yours. You have dominion over it all, except for that one tree right there. Don't touch that tree, Adam. Stay away from that tree. And what did Adam want? He wanted the tree.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I mean, you understand that most of us look at all the stuff we got, and we never really think about all the stuff we got. It's the stuff that we don't have that we always think about. The stuff that we can't have that we always think about. The stuff that they have next door. It's other people's stuff that don't belong to us that we're looking at going, boy, I wish I could have that. If I could just live on the river. If I just had that motorhome. What do you mean if you just had it? Just stay parked in your yard for a year. I'm helping somebody. If I just had a relationship like that, rather than the one that God gave you. Oh, it's starting to get good now, I can tell. Ooh, Jesus. God said, all the money is yours. All the money is yours. I just want this to be mine. Just want this to be mine. But that's the way we are, ain't we? We want what we can't have. We want what we can't have. So Adam took what he was told was God's. And immediately Adam was awakened to the soulish realm, the soulish man, when he took what he was not supposed to take. Prior to that, how many know Adam walked around in a spirit man? He had fellowship with God. He was in his body, but he operated completely from the spirit man. He had a relationship. He had fellowship. He had complete communion with God. He hung out in the garden with God. They spent time together in the garden, talking and fellowshipping together. And the moment that disobedience entered into his heart and into his life, he was awakened to his soulish man, and he went, and you know what he did? He hid. As soon as he was awakened to the soulish man, he went and hid. Now watch this. When God comes to Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, what you doing? I mean, God was not playing hide and seek with Adam. He knew where Adam was. God knows everything. Amen? God wasn't asking the question to find him. It was a spiritual question. It was, Adam, why have you moved from this place of authority, from this place of dominion, from this place of fruitfulness, from this place of multiplication? Why have you moved from that, Adam, this place of fellowship and this place of righteousness that I created you in? Adam, I don't recognize you. Where are you? What are you doing, Adam? And watch this. Adam said, well, I heard you coming, and I was afraid. I heard you coming, and I was afraid. Now, he had never been afraid of God before. He'd been hanging out with God in the garden ever since God created him. He was never afraid of God. It wasn't until disobedience was awakened in him that he became afraid of God, and he said, I hid myself. And watch this. And God said to Adam, why are you hiding? Well, because I'm naked. I'm naked. And God said, well, Adam, we've been hanging out together all this time in the garden. You've been naked the whole time. That was never a problem before. It never bothered you before. Why does it bother you now? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's only when we operate in the fallen nature that we become self-conscious. It's only when we operate in the fallen nature that we become self-conscious. The battle for your ability to operate in the power of God, in the gifts of the Spirit, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, or to be able to walk by faith, is for you to move from a self-conscious attitude and perspective to a God-conscious attitude and perspective. That's it. Amen? The Bible is really a story about two men. It's about Adam and Jesus. And you're either in Adam. This is what Paul said. You're either in Adam or you're either in Christ. You're in one of the two. You're in Adam or you're in Christ. Amen. And it's really about two women. It's about the bond woman and the free woman. You're either bound up or you're free. So watch this. When I live my life, I might be born again, but I live my life in an Adam consciousness, and I live in Adam, then I will always feel insecure, I'll be inadequate, and I'll try to hide, and I'll try to cover up, and I'll try to do it with all kinds of superficial stuff. And my life will become a performance-based life so that I can get people's approval and acceptance. Come on now. Superficial. What do you mean superficial? Because Adam covered himself up with fig leaves. Come on, how many know if you put fig leaves on when the sun comes out, what's going to happen to the leaves? They're going to shrivel up and dry up. And what you was trying to cover up ain't going to be covered up anymore. And get a little itchy too. Come on now. How many know God is not looking for you to have a cover up? He's looking for you to have a covering. So when you find out that he's going to provide a covering for you, then you understand it's going to be born. Listen to me very carefully. It's going to be born out of sacrifice. The first covering that he gave Adam and Eve, he had to kill an animal. Are you seeing this? Now watch this. When God looked over that day at Adam, he looked at Adam and he said, I don't know who you are. I know the answer for your problem. I know how to fix it, but I don't know the question. I don't understand. I don't know who you are. Because watch this, ladies and gentlemen. You say God didn't know something? Yeah, God had never experienced what it meant to be in a fallen condition. He'd never had that experience before because God was perfect. He didn't know what it was like to be in a fallen condition. Are you with me? So he said, Adam, I know what it takes to fix you. I just don't know what it means to be you. Are you seeing this? So in order to put you in a position to where you can once again become fruitful, to where you can once again multiply, to where you can once again subdue, to where you can once again have dominion, I'm going to have to become like you so that you can become like me. Come on now. And all of a sudden, God slips out of heaven and he puts on human skin and blood and bones and he puts on a body and he said, Adam, I don't know what it's like to be you, but now I'm going to find out what it's like to be you. And the Bible says in Hebrews that he was touched with our infirmity. Come on, God knows what it's like to be you now. Listen to me, Jesus doesn't just know how to it is to heal depression. He knows what it's like to deal with the oppressive force of depression. He knows what it's like to deal with rejection. He was rejected. Come on now. He knows what it's like. He doesn't know what it's like just to heal it. He knows what it's like to feel it. Isn't that what the Bible says? Because he became like us so that we could become like him. Amen. Come on, are you with me? I'm trying to take us somewhere this morning. That's why I'm laying a lot of foundation. So what happened is he came here and he slipped on a body and he came into the earth. And how many know he had to come through a body? He had to become one of us in order for it to be legitimate. He couldn't just show up as some alien from another planet and go, ooh, I'm going to fix you. He had to become like us because he had to come like an alien. He wouldn't be able to redeem us. Amen. And he came here in the form of a baby, and he lived his life, and he felt what we felt, and he walked the way we walked, and he talked the way we talked, and he knew when we knew, and he went without shelter. He went times without food. He knew what it was like to be poor. He knew what it was like to be rich. He knew what it was like to have great wealth. He knew what it was like to be given the keys to the city. He knew what it was like for a whole city to reject him. Come on now, amen. He's been touched with the feelings of all of our infirmities. Everything you've been through, he can relate to. Come on now. And the reason he did that is so that you can whip it. Come on, is anybody with me this morning? So he became like us. Somebody say he became like us. And then after he became like us, this mighty warrior stood up as a God man and a man man, all God, all man, and he was both. Come on, he laid down his deity. He didn't give up his deity. He never stopped being God. He just put his rights down to use his powers of God. But he never stopped being God. Never think that. Come on. He only laid down the rights to using his deity powers. So that, in other words, while he was here, he had to depend on the Holy Ghost, just like you and I got to depend on the Holy Ghost. He used the Holy Ghost. How many know if Jesus needed the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost? I feel bad for these churches that teach that the Holy Ghost stopped when all the apostles and disciples died and it was all over. Can I just tell you, if Paul needed the Holy Ghost to make it through the day, I need the Holy Ghost to make it through the day. If Peter, James, and John needed the Holy Ghost to make it through the day, then I need the Holy Ghost to make it through the day. If Peter, James, John, Paul all spoke in tongues, then I need to speak in tongues. If they all prophesied, I need to prophesy. Amen? He never quit being God. Because if he had to quit being God, he never would have been able to build a bridge between God and man. He then said, I've come to introduce this new kingdom. John the Baptist, go tell everybody that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. What do you mean? In other words, it's so close you can reach out and touch Jesus. I mean, when Jesus come, the kingdom come. Amen? He said, now when this new kingdom comes, something's going to happen. The deaf will hear, the blind will see, the cripple will walk, the dead will be raised. In other words, his power was about to be released in the earth. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? But in order for that kingdom to manifest itself in the fullness, there had to be a dealing with the domain of darkness. God, Jesus had to deal with the devil. This is where it gets good now. Jesus had to deal with the devil. Now, contrary to popular belief, I don't want to mess up anybody here too bad, but watch this. The earth does not belong to the devil. The earth does not belong to the devil. Your city does not belong to the devil. Your house doesn't belong to the devil. It doesn't belong to the Antichrist. It doesn't belong to the Illuminati. It doesn't belong to some beast in Europe. The earth belongs to the Lord. Psalms 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he never gave Adam the right to give the planet to the devil. The earth is the Lord's. Somebody say it with me. The earth is the Lord's.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and, of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Wark. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything. A broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That God's Timing is Everything broadcast heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.